Simply Done, the podcast network.
The reason why you want to invest in those kind of minerals right now is because the Chinese are building these super batteries and they need these kind of minerals. Oh,
what's going on?
Whoa, don't touch my body.
What is going on? Why are you falling?
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I can't.
What's happening?
I thought I was being attacked. I thought I was being attacked.
What do you do?
I thought I was being attacked. I've been training with Death Punch. I got a new dojo.
Oh, okay. Well, don't pick on Perry.
I don't mean to. He came at me from behind. I'm sorry, dude.
Why'd you come at him from behind?
He came at me.
What did
it's
you
like
do?
This. Look, it's like this. You take this. You take this. You bend it, and then you take the thumb up into
all
the
right,
Death Punch.
All right.
I'm sorry, dude. I didn't realize it was you.
Okay. 10 days from today, Perry.
What about 10 days?
The big fucking show.
Holiday show?
Yep. By the way, wait till you hear the prize is going to be given away to these people making donations to us. Mo, you're going to go crazy.
You want to smoke some ganja, dude?
What?
Is he smoking now? If Perry smokes,
smoking.
I'll smoke.
I don't smoke.
When All did right, you, let what? Me ask you this. If you want to smoke, do you want to have a paper airplane building contest?
We could do that.
No,
but
thank you.
There's really no place we can do that at.
It was a thought. You see what those was.
Can you lower? Can you lower the ears on mine because it's a little loud.
Which one are you?
You know what Quincy does at his house.
A little lower.
What?
Yes.
Lower it.
Yes.
Too fucking loud.
Contest and Cavendish.
A little more.
His manservant has to catch him.
A little more.
Blindfolded backwards. Anyway. Oh. Whoa! I know this tune.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. You recognize this voice. It's your old pal, Don Barris.
And I recognize that voice because I'm your old pal, Walter.
Walter who? Tell me your last name, asshole! All right, I'm Scary Perry.
Whoa.
Assholes.
Why are you in such a bad mood?
It seems like there's a lot of tension right out of the gate.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, it's good thing we're doing a podcast because here's the thing. And Dan will explain to our listeners that we do a podcast here every week. And what sets our podcast apart from all the other podcasts is that we talk about our own personal lives and Scaremaster. What else?
Pop culture.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of imitators. A lot of people are trying to catch on to what we're doing. I've noticed that a lot. But who was the first, Mole?
Us.
Who?
You seem like in a real bad mood.
Yeah, what's going on, Scare?
It's almost like you lost a case in court or something like that.
Yeah.
What happened? Oh,
no.
Did you have court today?
I had court for 3 days in a row and I lost.
Oh, what happened?
But I'm appealing it, so.
Oh, good. Spend more time on this money. How much are you trying to get total?
No comment.
Just, it's like $3,000 or something like that?
Try $160,000.
$160,000.
Plus the house.
Wait a minute. What do you, well, I'm
Can
confused.
We have some of that money? That's a lot of money.
It's none of your
Why don't you take that money
jag
and
off.
Invest it into the show?
Yeah,
why don't you
invest It's called my mom's will funds that were stolen.
All right, well, we didn't steal them then.
I didn't steal them. I had nothing to do
oh,
with it.
My brother, the fucking thief, stole them.
Well,
and
shouldn't
more.
He get them too? Because he...
He stole them, asshole! I fucking throw this at you, you son of a bitch!
Perry.
I'm just saying...
Shut up!
He's also her son.
He's not the... In the will, he was supposed to get one thing. And I'm supposed to get the other.
Right.
And my oldest brother's supposed to get the third.
Okay, but he...
But he fucking stole
it.
Everything!
Yeah, well,
he stole it all!
Well, why would he do that?
Maybe he was...
Because he's a fucking prick!
Okay, Perry, you seem a little upset.
That's fucking right! God damn it! I fucking stole this at you too!
For what? What did I do?
What did I do?
Did I get a voice back for some reason?
Scaremaster, let me ask you this. Is there a chance that he was just her favorite?
What?
She just, you know, I love him more. He's got that cool last name.
What is his last name?
Labranti.
Why did he change his name?
Liberace.
Because he was a thief.
And?
And he got busted. And he
well, what do you mean?
Jail
That's...
time.
Whoa,
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
And he changed his name twice.
I don't buy it.
Let's see.
Not any kid of Cookies is going to be a crook.
No.
Yeah,
Cookie
only
doesn't...
Brian's the fucking thief.
Oh, you know what we should do since we're speaking about that? We should right now mole. Mole.
We should mole.
No.
What?
We should.
We should what? What?
Shut up. Mole.
Well, right now, we should talk about and find out.
About Cookie Caramello.
That's right. Drum roll.
All right. All right. It's time for our Cookie Caramello update. Now, if you're not familiar with who Sonny Cookie Caramello was, that was your father, Perry. Now,
still is.
Yeah.
Your father.
Stop. Don't say anything, Perry. Don't fucking let it. Stop right there for a sec. Mole. Don't say anything. We're trying to save it till the end. Come on. Give me a buildup. Shut up. Shut up. Now, Cookie, shut the fuck up. Will you shut up, Perry? You want to stay here till fucking 9 at
night? Yeah, we're trying to find out if your dad's dead.
Stop. Now, Cookie Caramello was a cook in the Navy. Mm-hmm. And this is what's amazing about this man. Look at his resume.
Cook. Lover.
All right.
Sailor man.
Beyond that. But he was not only in the Second World War, but he was also in the Korean conflict. But I think what he's most known for...
is a contractor.
No, are you kidding me? You think a contractor? No, he was doing things before the don't ask, don't tell policy was even thought about.
He's most known for his construction work.
Bullshit.
And for his pioneering role in...
Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Absolutely. That's where he's really got his fame. That, maybe that...
Don't Ask, Don't Tell what?
That exactly. bus that he had exactly. in New York exactly. when he was at the strip club. Besides, those are his, probably what? His biggest credits. But anyway, getting back to this. This is what's crazy, because on February 6th, the doctor said, there's no more hope for Cookie.
Yeah, they pulled his plugs.
They did pull his plugs.
Is he dead?
God, listen to the fucking weirdos. No, he's rocking and rolling.
Oh, that guy is a machine. How does he keep...
He's healthier than he was when he went in the hospital.
Is he ever going to die?
I don't think so. What do you stand to win?
If what your do you dad dies... What? Wait, which son is going to get all of Cookie's money?
He's got no money.
How do you know?
What about all the cookie sales? Who's going to get the recipes for the cookies?
Let's get back to the court case. I think that's what people really want to hear because they've
been
following this.
No, I
want to
know who's going to get Cookie's cookie recipes.
Is there anything in the will about that?
About his cooking?
You need to find out. You messed up with the last thing, okay? You let your brother be your mom's favorite and get all the money. Now you're all angry
about
it.
No, I didn't let my mother.
You were out there skateboarding.
My mother
breaking your neck.
She wrote a fucking will.
Because she loved him the most.
Hey, asshole! Yes. She wrote a fucking will! Exactly. Divided it three fucking ways!
Well, then why did he get all the money?
Because he's a fucking crook!
Yeah, but not really.
He's a goddamn motherfucking crook!
When he got
my mom out of the fucking hospital, he got her back to the fucking house, then he fucking shipped a bunch of fucking papers and stole the fucking money!
But did she write... Did he say, hey, mom, listen?
She was so drugged up...
Yeah.
Well, then why isn't it should be an easy
open and
shut case?
And what's wrong with that?
It's because the judges are thieves.
Why are the judges thieves?
I sign so many contracts when I'm drugged up.
They have nothing to gain by being thieves. What are you talking about, Scaremaster?
I don't want to talk about it.
No, Perry, we got... Our listeners want to fucking know. And it seems, and I'm just telling you this, it seems like this thing upset you
I'm
a little.
Appealing it, period. That's all
why,
I'm saying.
How are you appealing
why?
It?
Why? Just,
why waste more time?
What do you mean, why waste more time? Then why don't you give me the $180,000?
Because I have nothing to do with it.
Dan didn't die.
Right, and I have nothing to do with it. Your brother was your mother's favorite. Let's just accept
that.
He
was not my mother's favorite.
Then why did he get all the money?
He stole the fucking money, motherfuckers!
How did he steal the money? What did the judge say?
When did she rewrite the will? When did she rewrite the will?
She didn't rewrite the will.
Well, she would have had to have if he went into it.
It's called forgery, you fucks.
Oh, he forgeried it.
Yes, okay. Forgery.
Then, well,
duh. All
right, How could you not win the case then? It should be open and shut.
That's what I said.
Who'd you have as your attorney on this one?
My cousin is the attorney.
Your cousin?
Yes.
Has he ever practiced law before?
He's been doing it in pro per.
Carlos Caramelli?
Don't worry about it.
Is there a Carlos Caramelli?
No, there's not a Carlos. Don't worry about it.
Hey, I'm sorry. It seems like
Carlton?
This
Don't ask fucking names, Jagoff.
I don't know.
Because you don't, you're not going to know.
I don't know.
So what you're saying is this.
Name is.
I just want to get this clear. Now, you're telling me that your brother went to jail before because of forgery charges.
He's going to do more jail time.
Okay, but what happened? Why did he change his name then?
He got busted back in Chicago, changed his name back home.
To what would he get busted for?
Stealing cars.
Okay, so he changed his name legally then?
Yeah, he changed his name once.
To what?
To LeBrant.
That is a cooler name than Caramello.
Caravello, Jagoff.
When did you change your name?
It's always been Caravello, fuckface.
Okay, let's get back. So your brother got busted. He changed his name legally. And what else did he do? Did he ever spend any time in jail?
In Arizona, he spent some years, yes.
For what?
For stealing a fucking yacht.
So he's got this record.
Where is he going to go in a yacht in Arizona?
I know. You know?
It's all desert. Is that how they caught him?
Probably.
He stole a 40-foot-long yacht and tried to hide it in his girlfriend's fucking dad's barn. And his girlfriend's father turned him in Arizona. Then he changes his name again.
To what?
Liberante.
Liberante.
It's a pretty sweet name, dude.
It's a cool name.
So you go into court. You walk in with Kenny Caramello.
I know. Kenny's in Arizona.
What's Kenny doing there?
When you needed him the most.
No. Don't worry about my cousin's name, okay?
Ken, I'm worried about it.
It's none of your business.
Why?
Because I'm telling you, it's none of your fucking business.
Do you know my sister's name?
Yeah.
What?
It's not.
That'd be a crazy name. Come in for dinner.
Christine, I think.
Kathy.
Catherine.
What's my brother's name?
And your brother's Dan.
Yeah.
Dan and Don and Catherine.
Right. Exactly. And so now that we know my brother's and sister's name, what about you?
Brian and Kenny.
Oh, your brother Kenny. Okay, so
Kenny's
so
the oldest.
Your
Brian's
cousin's
the
not
middle.
Kenny, but is your cousin Christoph Caramello?
Christoph Caramello, that's powerful
what?
Too.
Kilroy,
who's that?
Your cousin Kilroy. Well, anyway, so what happened today? Let's get back to this court case, because I want to wrap this up.
Well, what happened today was.
It just seems like here's a known criminal. You were bringing him up on forgery charges, and what happened is this: the judge still awarded him the money.
No, the judge, I'm going after banks.
Well, you're not going to beat a bank. Who told you to go after a bank? That would be the dumbest legal advice ever.
They're pretty well represented.
Yeah.
The banks.
Your cousin, who's never practiced law, is not going to beat the lawyers at a bank.
Look, I'm going to kick their ass.
Why? Well, that's illegal.
With your attitude?
That too.
That's what I'm saying. You get that Fury kick-ass attitude.
That's right.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
I'm going to win.
How are you going to win?
Appealing the case.
Yeah, but you've lost every...
How many appeals do you get to have?
Till I win.
Well, I don't know, it can't be unlimited.
Isn't that a lot of money put into one case?
Yeah, there's a lot of money put into this, but I'm not going to lose.
Well, you lost today.
Don't worry about it.
I'm worried about it because I worry about you.
Then stop worrying about me.
You came in
here. Stop fucking worrying
about me.
Like
you're upset about something.
That's fucking right, okay?
Well,
stop worrying about me.
Well, I'm worried about
you.
I'm worried about you, for God's sake. Mole, are you worried about him?
Yeah, totally. But I got to tell you, he looks awesome. He's in great shape.
Thank you.
He looks smart. He's got his sport hiker bag on. New button on his hat. Got some burps going on. He's got a lot on his mind.
Well,
does he win the court cases? No.
No, he can't. Because
does he win the ladies' hearts? Also, no.
No.
But.
What?
Does he win in life?
No.
Nope. But does he win at other stuff?
Nope. All right, let's get back to what we have to talk about here, because I think a lot of people are a little disappointed about last week's show.
What happened?
Now, Mole,
oh, yeah, what happened?
Where the fuck were you, Jagoff?
Where was I? Where was you?
I was right here.
I showed up here.
You weren't here.
Yes, he was. Yeah, he came right after you left.
Wait, why didn't you stay?
He came right after you left.
I told you I was
after
on my left.
After we taped the show.
Yes.
Why did you start?
Right after you left, he came.
You got to be kidding.
I'm not kidding. Why would I kid about something like that? He said he was on his way on the phone call.
But we finalized the show.
It was finalized.
Well, I tried to call you, but you weren't answering your phone. Yes, I did. I must have called you 40 times.
Yeah, right. What bullshit.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm not bullshitting.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
When I got here and Scaremaster was already gone, were you mad at me, Scaremaster? Is that why you don't want to hang out?
You never want to hang out with me.
I always want to hang out.
That's true. He always does.
You want to go running on the beach tomorrow?
No. I'm busy.
What are you doing?
I got to clean my apartment for you fucking nuts.
I'll come over and help you clean your apartment.
No, I don't want to. I don't want.
You. Oh, because
I do this alone, buddy.
Oh, I thought you said I didn't want
to. Because we're 10 days away from the show, and your manager Nick's going to be able to say
spaghetti sleepover.
Well, we're
spaghetti sleepover to lunch.
Yeah, I should talk about that just briefly. We'll talk more about that in a little while. But you are having a.
But there's a light nap afterwards. If there's no sleepover, people.
There's no nap either.
After lunch.
God damn.
Well, we'll go into everything that's going on. Originally, Perry.
Talk to me about what.
Originally, what
on.
Happened? Perry came up with the idea, let's have a sleepover at my place.
I never came
then
up with
Then he changed
an idea
his mind and he said, we'll have lunch and a nap. Well, now it's turned into a lunch, but I think we've got something really good for you.
How about keep the Italian theme going and do a gnocchi nap? Gnocchi nap.
No.
What's that?
It's you have gnocchis and then you have a nap. It's a nap with a G on it.
You know, speaking of Italians, one of your favorite Italians had a heart attack. Did you see that?
Who?
Who do you think?
I don't know.
Well, first of all, we found out Christopher Columbus a couple weeks ago was a Jew. Now, Tommy Lasorda, one of your favorite Italians.
I don't know the guy.
Here.
But, yeah, he is an Italian, and he did run the Dodgers.
Okay, look at this picture of him.
What picture?
This picture right here. There's Tommy Lasorda.
Okay.
All right. Look at all the spaghetti right there. Can you believe that? This guy ate it. Then the next day, right after that, he had a heart attack.
He loves spaghetti. You know who else loves spaghetti?
The people that are going to come over for
exactly.
his lunch.
Exactly. Absolutely.
What kind of spaghetti are you going to cook? Are you going to have meatballs or are you going to have sausage in there?
When people
sausage.
Walk in, are you going to have an apron on? There's going to be steam coming out of the kitchen. A tarantella will be being played like, da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, come on, have a done. Welcome to Perry's Place. Who wants a piece of pasta? Wants a spicy meatball? You pour him away. Hey, have a Sabino. Mangia, mangia. Okay, you lay down now. You lay down. You take a sleep. You take a sleep.
I don't think there's a nap.
You lay down. You take a nice sleep now.
Why don't you take a little rest? Take it off your feet.
Kick up your heels. Take off your kick off your shoes.
Would you like to use a toothbrush? Here's one.
Take a shower in my bathroom. Take a shower. Use my toothbrush.
Oh, one thing, Perry. I gotta ask you
You're
this.
Not to use the bathroom.
Okay, good. Because I'll
Who's
tell you this.
Not to use the bathroom.
You.
Well, he's not gonna
what
be
did
there.
I do.
Neither one of us are gonna be there. Just the fans are gonna be there.
Although, well, if I come over, I'll bring an empty mayonnaise jar.
A lot of people are a little bit frightened.
You guys aren't coming over?
No, not for that. Because it's just going to be a lunch. It's just going to be a lunch.
Okay.
It's going to be a lunch. And here's the thing that's a little frightening. A lot of guys are afraid to make the donation until they find this out. They're still afraid to go in the bathroom and see the blood from Andy Dick's...
What? There's remember, no blood there.
Do you remember the time that Andy Dick was shaving his...
I don't give a fuck.
Do you remember? And
yeah,
there was blood
remember,
everywhere, and he had HIV positive blood.
Whatever.
Has that been cleaned up? People
it's been
want to
cleaned
know.
Up years ago.
Well, it wasn't years ago that it happened, so that's impossible for it to have been cleaned up years before it even.
Well,
happened.
how long ago was Andy Dick and you guys over?
Probably about a year ago.
That's a year ago. Okay.
Well,
you
said years. Didn't he say years?
I said.
Didn't
years.
He say years?
I said years.
Didn't he say years? And so he was wrong. He lied. What?
Can I tell you something? It's a 1 year anniversary. This show.
Is it really?
My last spaghetti dinner.
Oh.
Scaremaster, you have something you want to say?
So?
So.
So? That's how you say it?
So how about making some spaghetti? Have a spicy pizza pie.
Well, Well, anyway, you know one thing great about this show, what people are talking about and what they really love, beyond the fact that they were a little nervous to give a $100 VIP sponsorship ticket because they were afraid of the blood in Perry's bathroom, but now we know that's cleared up.
God.
But one of the things that they really love about this show is this is one of those shows that's kind of what they call interactive, because if you want to say something to us, you can. And how do you do it? By sending us a $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard of this before, this is where you, the listener at home, you get a chance to talk to us by sending us a shout out. Now, the way you do that is you send us $10 cash. That's no checks, no money orders. That's straight cash, homie. And you send it to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. And you address that to $10 shout out, care of Don Barris. All right, so we got some $10 shout outs today. This comes from the Italian Institute for Advanced Culinary and Pastry Arts. Dear Mr. Caramello, we'd like to express our fullest and utmost sympathy for the loss of your father, Cookie Caramello. What?
He's still alive.
Then why are they saying this? The world lost a culinary pioneer. Even though he may be best known for his tireless pursuits to protect the lifestyles of all naval officers, as he worked with maritime lawyers to establish the first lateral commission, we here at the Italian Institute for Advanced Culinary and Pastry Arts never forgot the contributions Cookie has made for the culinary world. His legacy will be forever carried out throughout the Cookie Caramello Maritime Youth Scholarship. Whoa, how great is that?
Great.
The scholarship will be awarded to young men who has demonstrated similar qualities and lifestyle choices that Cookie has been made famous for.
That's amazing, Scaremaster.
That is nice.
He was good. He was known for his cooking, too.
Yep, and now they're
rewarded. Scholarship fund for young men.
We invite Mr. Carabelli to participate in the screening process of all applicants. We're looking for young men who always lets his naval brothers come first and allows himself to come second. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Please contact Mr. Valtellini, I don't know, at 39334-333-2554. Sincerely, Andrea. Okay, that was the first one. All right,
that's something.
Yeah, well, good for you. Here's one for you. Why don't you read this, Mold?
All right. Dear Big Three Podcast, Scary Master, with the big holiday creeping towards us, it is imperative that you be prepared to hit back at Rucka Rucka Ali hard. That D-bag piece of ass is most likely gonna unveil some new homoerotic teeny bopper song that's gonna make all the girls scream, but totally diss the Scaremaster in the process. I have written a rap for you to battle back with.
Whoa.
No, you don't owe me $500. I am not a effing worthless scheming D-head trying to take your money in exchange for you writing a rap. All I ask is that you get on board with supporting the website I built to support you and other gay Italians. It's www.gihcoa.webs.com. Please try my rap on the podcast. If I can hear your style and how you rap, I could perhaps make some modifications that suit you. Keep living the dream for all of us gay Italians, Scary Master.
How does this rap go?
This actually looks pretty good, man.
How does it sound?
I feel like shit.
What's the matter, dude?
You lost a big case today. Of course you're not going to feel good.
Hold on. You all right?
Don't worry about
give him CPR. Give him mouth-to-mouth.
Shut up, you fuck.
Dude, I want you to live, okay? Here. Just check this out. That would get Rucka Rucka Ali pretty good.
Let me see it.
Looks like he wants you to say, Rucka's Knuckas. More like Rucka's Fuckas.
Let's scare him. All right. Oh, wait. Bust him a funky-ass beat, Dan.
This is done by Rucka. Rucka's Knuckas. More like Rucka's Fuckas.
Sing it. Come on. Rucka's Knuckas. More like Rucka's Fuckas.
Go, Scare Master.
You'll never come close to eating a whole pie. Don and Mole, heavy beats. Scare Master, don't scare.
Scare Master, give it some energy, dude. There we go. There we go.
Sit down, Perry. Perry, sit down. Perry, sit down. Perry, continue on with this, please. I'm asking you, please.
I got it.
Perry, do it good.
The Scaremaster don't care Ruckus, Ruckus Crew Care Bears. My Toyota, you're a homo. LMAO, eat shit. Yo, Rucka, you scrawny bitch. Let me rap about my dick. Ow.
Ooh, I like that new. That's a new thing. Ow.
My throat is killing me.
You want some water? Want some
more
water?
Oh, but it works good in the
open
song.
Up.
Keep
open
it
up.
In there. No, don't squirt it like that.
I'm going to beat the fucking shit out of you.
What
you
did I do?
I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
Perry, listen.
Me.
Okay.
Yeah,
your best friend.
You're not my best friend.
All right, Perry, before you get into it.
I never will be.
Before you get into that and start going crazy, let me ask you a question. What is Mole supposed to do? Let you beat his ass? No, he's going to fight back and he's going to kick the shit out of you. So stop making threats.
No way. It's my best buddy.
Fuck you, Rucka. You are a bitch. You white, a shit-infested, hippie-ass snitch. You ain't fucking shit as far as I can see. You'll never be more than the Scaremaster be. If my name is Rucka, you know what I see? Question mark. But fuck a faggot and sell out my crew. I know you got a little ass prick, but I forgot in Detroit that shit's probably sick. That doesn't rhyme. Oh shit, what up? My name is Rucka Rucka, and I have never met a guy I don't want to fuck. Selling parodies to tweens and pissing in my jeans. My favorite beverage is jizz from a canteens. Fuck you, Rucka. Detroit City's a shit pot. If I lived there, I'd put on a Slipknot. That's a good band. You can't rhyme, just suck. All the fags you lined up to fall on your cock. Let's see. Fuck you, Rucka, and fuck all your motherfucking knuckles. You start shit with the Scaremaster. I will fucking burn your white skank ass shit, bitch.
That's terrible, Perry. That's absolutely.
It does have a pretty good beat, though.
Well, whatever. There was no beat at all, and he gave no rhythm.
I could dance.
All right, here's our next shout out. Dear Big Three, making fun of mentally disabled people is worse than joking about 9/11 or the Holocaust. Perry has a mental disability, and you, Don Bear, should be ashamed of yourself. Perry has a bit of a temper, but this is due to his illness. He cannot be held accountable for any of his actions any more than criminals who commit crimes. I know all this because I am mentally retarded. As a mentally handicapped person, I am incredibly offended every time I listen to the Big Three. Perry represents retards everywhere, and you, Don Barris, represent the terrible people who make victims of these gentle souls. Having said this, I love comedy, and I love your podcast. Keep the laughs coming, Big Three. Brian. P.S. A recent CNN poll revealed that 83% of men have either blown or jerked a guy off to secure a job opportunity. It's perfectly normal.
What?
There you go, Scaremaster.
83% of the people did what you did around.
Whatever.
That's what this guy's saying. I would like to address something there. Perry, you're not mentally retarded, are you?
No, I just have a head injury.
And yeah. You didn't do that thing to that dude either.
No, he didn't blow him. He jerked him off, which falls into the 83%. But
whatever.
Well, it does. The point is that people coming down on me. Perry, what else do you have going in your life? In all honesty,
skateboarding.
But yeah. You're in your 40s, and you recently broke your neck when you landed on your head while skateboarding. So maybe
landed on my eye.
Okay. Anyway, you're past your prime as a skateboarder. Wouldn't you agree to that?
My past what?
You're past your prime as a skateboarder.
My prime, yeah, back in the teenage.
Okay.
Years,
the
yeah.
Point is, what else do you have going besides skateboarding? You have this show. Do you enjoy this show? Did you like Windy City Heat? Did you like what happened?
Windy City Heat was okay. It can be better.
Definitely. What do you mean it can be better?
It needs a rewrite.
It can be done another time, meaning a part two.
So you would do
another
movie.
Why don't you get that money and you could fund it?
Oh, if he gets the money from the lawyers.
Yeah, get the money and we'll do the movie.
Oh, you want to do that?
Like I can fund it? I can't.
You're getting $180,000.
Plus a house?
Yeah, we'll film it in the house.
And here's what we do.
Filming it in the house.
Well, then what are we going to do? Get another? Sell the house and we'll get another house.
I just came up with a great idea.
We move
Mole and I.
Mole and you are going
to
buy a new house.
No, we go to court with you as witnesses to say how cool you are.
How about this?
No.
If we help you win the house, we all move in the house together. We take that $160,000 and we film a reality show and then we got our movie.
That's what I'll do that. Perry, you want to do that? Make a reality show?
Let's change that around. Say that again, Mo.
I just really forgot what I just said.
I remember what you said. What you do when you win your money, we take that money, we buy a house that we do a reality show from where the three of us live together. What do you think? Are you being sexy?
My fucking neck is killing me.
Why is your neck killing you today?
I don't know. Look at all the pressure I'm under. Fuck.
What pressure? You should be under no pressure. You lost your case. It's over.
No, it's not over.
Time
it's
to
being
move
appealed,
on.
Fuck.
I'm not a fuck. All right. We got some more $10 shout-outs. Here we go. This is the backbone of our income.
$10? It should be $110.
You should shut your fucking mouth. Go ahead, Mo.
Yeah, right.
We call our show The Big Three Live in a House That Perry Bought.
That's a great
idea. Oh, how about we just call it Perry's House?
Perry's House. I like it. I like it.
Oh, this is from Mike Oxred from Act One Talent
Agency.
I'm
not buying no fucking home.
You guys know this guy.
I don't, but go ahead.
Mike Oxred?
Dear Gigantic Trio. Okay, let's get the truth train rolling. I was working with Randy Callahan during the whole Who Blew Who fiasco. I remember helping Randy around 91, 93. We often would do casting together, or at least Randy would often tell me firsthand who worked and who didn't work. I can't say I was a huge help, considering the god-awful musketeers that came from the time I assisted him. We had live casting and many video auditions we had to go through. I didn't always, but sometimes I would watch those tapes for the repulsive yet hilarious acting. Now the truth. After viewing a few wonderfully bad tapes, I stumbled upon an untitled tape. I watched for only a few minutes, but the images I saw burned into my brain. Randy and a more slender Perry Caravella pleasuring each other lit up the dark room and simultaneously
blow it out
my
your fucking ass.
What it says.
I would love to see that video.
Perry,
there are no fucking
Perry
videos.
Did not be Randy. Perry did, in fact, J Randy off. In addition, Perry stuck his finger down his throat and then slowly slid it up Randy's anus.
What?
Bullshit.
That's what he says.
This is the part that we never heard
before. I understand
before.
Why Perry kept out some of the details, but why would he mention any of it?
Bullshit.
This could have been unknown, and Perry would have possibly achieved more fame than he could ever have dreamed of. Oh, well, best regards. Mike Oxred.
You know what?
Scaremaster.
It's a fucking lie.
You gave him a tushy zinger.
It's a fucking lie.
He didn't?
You know what I'm thinking here? We should get in touch with Mike because
God,
if
these fucking faggots.
Oh, I shook your hand before, dude. Which finger?
Ow.
What's the matter?
I got a headache.
Oh, hey. Buddy.
What's weed? Did you fucking go away?
I'll go over here. Perry, I just came up with a money-making idea. We get in touch with Mike because I wonder how many Big Three fans will be interested in seeing a tape where Randy and Perry were actually having sex.
Whoa.
You know what?
So if this tape is
that's
for
a great
real,
idea.
We could
is that what
sell
you're
going
to say, Scaremaster? Are you going to say what a great idea that is? That's what he's going to say.
Or then I'll say it for him. That's a great idea, Don. Well, you know what,
you
Perry?
Know what?
We should get in touch
if
with Mike.
If that fucking tape is ever out there, I will fucking sue the cocksucking motherfucker
Perry,
that makes that tape
Perry.
For billions.
Perry, think about this. We sell the tape some way, and we split it four ways between you, me,
nice.
Mole, and Mike. We all make some money. We put a Big Three tag
and
on it.
And then I put you guys in fucking
why?
Court and sue the shit out of you.
What do we do?
Because it's illegal.
Well,
it's
wait a second.
Sick.
No, it's with your
listen,
consent.
It's not
listen for one
fucking
second.
Me at all.
Let's say it is you. Let's say that it is. Let's say that he has a tape of Randy Callahan and you having sex that time.
It's bullshit.
But if it's real, just listen to this. If it is real and he can prove it's real and we sell that, there must, if we could sell it $3.99 each time you view it online, we'd probably get a couple million views.
Okay, listen, can I say something?
Would you, and you get a quarter of that money.
Can I say something?
Think about it, Perry. Should we get in contact with Mike? What do you think? How many people do you think would watch that? Mole?
Oh, I don't know. How many? Scaremaster? You want to take a shot at this?
No.
Let's say 2 million people watch that thing, and we're selling it at $4 a crack.
That's two times.
$8 million. Quarter of that would be $2 million apiece. Do you want to try to get in touch with Mike, yes or no, and see if that tape's real?
It's not a real tape.
All right. It might not be. But if it is a real tape, do you want to try to get in touch?
It's not a real tape.
I'm asking
you. There is no fucking factor or any fucking way it could be a real tape.
I think Scaremaster's right. Here's what my idea. Because he said he didn't stick his finger up that guy's...
I didn't do nothing.
We could see on the tape.
But let me ask you this. How about if there is no tape? How about this, Scaremaster? Just think about this for a second, okay? Why not shoot a new tape and make believe it's that
tape? Oh, fuck off, you fag.
Right. We have a guy. We hide his face so it looks like Randy.
You just obscure it. You'd shake the camera around a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Shut up, both of you.
Then we don't need to cut Mike in.
We split it
three ways. So those 2 million people that watch it at $4 a crack, that's split amongst the three of us.
We could sell that at the holiday show. We could set up a table.
Oh, my God.
We could set up a table.
That is a great idea.
Sell VHS tapes.
VHS tapes?
You bet.
VHS tapes, they're not even used anymore.
Exactly. We'll get them cheap.
That's why they would be good. That's great thinking.
We get them super cheap, and people still have VCRs.
Hardly anybody uses VCRs anymore.
Because they don't have VHS tapes.
If they had this, they'd buy a VHS player. That's for damn sure.
Oh, God.
All right. You know what we could do? We could actually sell VHS players. I'll bet you they're pretty cheap right now. We sell the tape and the VHS player. Anyway, let's go on another $10 shout out. Dear Big Three, it is once again time for Brandy's birthday. Last year, Perry treated her to an impression of terrifying Tim, and she has been wet ever since. Brandy has been desperate for a deeper look into the one thing that they call the king of Friday night comedy. We know that, number one, he is not gay. I like that. Do you like that?
Thank you.
Finally, somebody's got it right. And number two, he is not a faggot, but we did have a joke about blowing a dude, and we've been dying to hear it. I know that the Scaremaster doesn't remember his own material, so I was wondering if Mole would do the lucky manager blowjob joke and the spaghetti joke, because
domestic violence
is hilarious.
All right.
Thanks. Wait, let me finish
sick,
it.
So
thanks, William. Oh, by the way, we miss Perry's faggot films. That's nice. All right, do you remember the jokes?
Yes. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Everybody have a good day. How's everybody doing? Everybody have a good day. Hey, you know what? Start with crack it dawn.
Crack it dawn. Don, why do you got to say that?
Don, not John. Hey, you want some reefer?
No, I can't. I can't have any. It's against the law. Are you done with the joke?
Hey, I work at Lucky's, and you know what happened?
Yeah,
you know what happened? My manager was all like, "Hey, why don't you give me a beeger?" And I'm like, "All right, dude." And so then I got some spaghetti, and I made spaghetti, and my wife made it in a little pot, and I beat her up really bad. She didn't put a regular on the mushroom. Like, but you put
well,
a
you,
on the
I ought to kill you for that, you fucking worthless Italian whore. That I got you pregnant just so I could have a place to live.
Face.
Here's another one.
Another $10 shout out.
Dear Perry, this is to you, dude. Before I come out to see you, I wanted to go over the list of... Oh, you know who this is.
Who?
I know who this is. This is the guy who's been saying who's coming out to visit Scaremaster.
Oh, the one that's going to sleep at his place?
Nobody's sleeping over.
Nick is.
Nick.
He's napping. Before I come out to see you, I wanted to go over the list of sexual favors that I expect you to perform
There's
for me
no sexual
to make
favors.
Sure that we're both on the same page. I'll be in LA for a full week. Okay, Dan.
This is really sad.
It is. Okay. I think he's getting mixed signals from your Scaremaster, but I will be in LA for a full I will be in LA for a full week so we can spend all that time together. Please clean up the apartment before I get there. I don't want to be rolling around on dust bunnies while we're having sex. Here's the list. 34 BJs. 25 BFs.
What's a BF?
34 BJs. 25 butt Fs where I see inside you. 10 butt Fs where I pull out and see on your back. 15 butt Fs where I pull out and see on your face. 10 butt Fs where I pull out and see on your T's. 14 RJs. Those are rim jobs. 23 H jobs. 15 foot jobs. 5 titty Fs. I think your man boobs are big enough for us to do this. We'll also be showering together and making out and stuff like that. This list is negotiable. There you go. But don't try to jip me or we're going to have a problem. Anyway, I can't wait to see you. And I got you a present, too. I bought us matching leather jackets with both our names stitched on. Just think about how cool we're going to look together. Love, Dimitri Moreland.
Dimitri Moreland. That name keeps coming up. You guys, he really likes
Dimitri
you.
Dimitri Moreland can go fuck himself.
Okay? Wait, I don't think he's going to have to with his list.
It seems like you got a lot of activity. Dimitri don't spend Moreland, all your energy Dimitri on Moreland, this sex stuff. You got Dimitri a show to Moreland, do on that Monday.
Look, I'm going to split his fucking head open as well.
Whoa. Listen, you guys keep the specifics of the acts yourselves. That sounds rough.
And that was today's $10 shout-outs.
Fag.
$10 shout-out.
Hey, was that a phone call?
Who is it?
Could you send that through for us, please?
I could stick around and get along with you. Hello?
Hey, Mr. Adams, what's up?
Walter, did you end up making it to the program last week?
Yeah, I know. These guys totally messed me up. They screwed up.
We messed up. What are you talking
about? We
didn't
mess up, Jack.
Well, he does have a point. Yeah. I myself have waited for Perry to become my little laddie for quite some time.
Shut up.
With no results. Oh, who remembers Little Laddie? Don't be a saddie, eat a Little Laddie.
The meat pies.
Those were wonderful days. Wonderful. Anywho, on to new business. Who amongst you would like the opportunity of a lifetime?
We would.
Excellent.
I'd love
Listen
it.
Here.
The opportunity of
a
lifetime.
A dear Egyptian
would be...
friend of mine is looking for a few select investors to throw in some monies to help him build a tourist destination to compete with Giza.
Ah, Giza, like old people.
Precisely, Walter. All investors start out at the lowest level, but they work their way up to the tippity top.
And what sort of thing is he going to be building?
Well, obviously, he's building pyramids. Now, who wants to invest in this scheme?
Pyramid scheme? Sorry. Pyramid scheme sounds cool.
Yes, it's a pyramid scheme, the best sort. If you are in, say yes in Egyptian. If not, say no in Egyptian.
Iwa.
Perry, say yes or no.
No.
All right. So I have Walter and Mr. Barnes at Iowa, and I'll put Perry down as a la. Are you sure, Perry?
No, thank you. I don't have a fucking pot to piss
You know
in
something? I grow tired of all this business. It bores me. I'd much rather be tickling some ribs.
I know what this
Please
is.
Do. I do,
you
too.
You better believe it. It's Quincy Riddle time. Riddle time. I figured since Perry isn't really using it for movie time. Anywho, here we go. Why was the Book of Mathematics depressed?
Oh, it's depressed. That's sad.
Well, not really, but for the sake of the riddle, Walter.
Oh, it's depressed. I had too many problems.
Precisely. Now, on to the problem of finding my pants. Toodles, loves.
Huh. See you later, Mr. Adams.
Dude, we're in a pyramid scheme.
Yep. I love pyramid schemes.
He's building pyramids in Egypt.
You know, what's kind of funny, he mentioned Perry's movie theme. And that was from the old segment, Perry's Movie Time. Well, the bosses upstairs don't want that anymore. But you know what the bosses said? Mm. We're going to make a big announcement next week, but I think I'm going to make a little teaser right now. I think there is a possibility at one of the shows from the Comedy Store, which is only 10 days away from today, the first day. Okay, shut up. Don't say anything. It's 10 days from today when this show starts airing next Friday.
Okay.
Okay. But I think what the bosses upstairs want, they may be bringing back movie time. Okay. They may be bringing back Perry's movie time. Okay. You don't sound excited at all.
I don't feel good, okay?
But I'm kind of in an honor that, even though he's not going to do it this week, how about the theme song? Here it is, Perry's movie time theme.
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
Well, as I said, there is going to be no Perry's movie time today, so let's close it out with Perry's movie time theme.
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
We've mentioned it a couple times, and for those of you that don't know, maybe you're living under a rock or don't know what the fuck's going on in your life, we have probably the greatest show ever coming up 10 days from today on June 25th at the World Famous Comedy Store at 10 o'clock. It's the Big Three Holiday Show. And what is that going to be celebrating, Perry?
I guess my 20th year in show business.
The holidays.
The holiday. Or another way to look at it would be...
Happy holidays.
You only have 10 days left until the big show. And if you pre-order your tickets, they're $10. They are $15 the day of the show. Now, people, we don't have many tickets left. And we have very few VIP sponsorship tickets left. As you know, we lost all sponsors. And we couldn't get anybody. So what we offered is this. We offered what we call the VIP sponsorship ticket. This is where you can donate some money to us. If you donate a minimum of $100, you will get a prize package. And that prize package will consist of, and this is unbelievable, 2 never-before-seen DVDs with classic Big Three moments. You don't even know what it is, do you, Mo?
It's a digital video disc.
Right, but I'm saying you don't know what's on the 2 discs that we're going to be giving to the people. They give us at least $100 in sponsorship.
Like video and audio footage, probably?
Well...
Digitally rendered on there?
Well, I'm saying, what do you think might be on there?
Is it the video you're just talking about, Scaremaster, with the guy?
We don't own that yet.
No.
We don't own that.
There is no video of us.
Right. Okay, let's just put it this way. They're classic Big Three moments. Then, we've got a very special audio CD that's going to be made especially for the VIP ticket holders. Then you're also going to get a 20th anniversary commemorative T-shirt reminding everybody to never forget. And if you buy this, you'll get prime seating for the big show. Let's say you're somebody that's a big fan of the Big Three. You want to help out. And instead of giving $100, you donate much more than $100. Well, the person that donates the most money, they are going to get something really special. And I'm going to read this off. Now, Mole, let's say you're a fan of the Big Three.
Okay, I am a fan of the Big Three.
Well, let's say you're not in it, and you're coming from someplace outside, maybe even Los Angeles, maybe outside of California.
You're freaking me out right now.
I'm not trying to freak you out. I'm just telling you what you could get if you become the high donator. You will get a day with the Big Three like you'll never forget. The first stop will be in the afternoon on June 25th. You're going to be picked up in West Hollywood by a minivan, and our driver will take you to Perry's apartment for a spaghetti lunch. You're going to get a chance to go inside his apartment, maybe take some pictures. Maybe you're even going to get screamed at by the Scaremaster. Who knows what's going to happen that day? But you're going to get a meal by one of the greatest Italian chefs, not the one that gave Tommy Lasorda a heart attack, but you're going to get it from Perry, and probably Nick's going to help out. Then, after lunch, you're going to be going to the Comedy Store to see the rehearsal. At that rehearsal, you're going to see your pal, me, Don Barris. How fun is that? You're going to get a chance. While you're there, you were going to look at the entire room. You're going to say, hey, for this Big Three podcast that we're going to be listening to, 2 of them that night, I want to sit right there. You will get any seat in the house. That will be yours.
At the World Famous Comedy Store.
At the World Famous Comedy. Whoa. This is for the rehearsal. Then, we are off. Because you're going to go to my job with me.
Whoa.
You're going to get a chance to see another show.
What show?
I'm not going to say, but it's where I work.
Sweet.
All right. After that show, we get back in the minivan. It's back to the Comedy Store, back to your seat. You will get a chance to see the show. But that's not all you get if you were the high donator. Because also, you're going to get an autographed copy of the DVD Windy City Heat. Signed by myself. Perry will sign it. And guess who else, Mole?
Oh, no, 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 no.
What?
No. You put me on the spot.
It's going to be you.
Sweet. Oh, I was hoping.
We're also going to be giving you an autographed Big Three Popsicle Stick skateboard that Perry will be selling that night, but you will get one for free. Autographed by the Big Three. That night, you will get a free live $10 shout out during the show.
Whoa.
And then, after you leave, you will be sent an edited and finished copy of a DVD of the show from that big night. You will be the first to have that in your hand. So that's what you get if you make the biggest donation. So let's say you have four guys. Maybe put $24,000 down. Get that. Come and have the time of your life with the
You're
big
really
three.
You're really lowballing these guys, huh?
I want to get a starting point.
So you say they, if they put in $24,000 and they end up being the winner.
If they become the winner.
They get a free $10 shout out.
They get a free $10?
That's pretty
That's not free. That's $24,000.
No, all these are gifts. Yeah. They're not for sale. They're not for sale. You'll wear your t-shirt, everything. And who knows? Maybe we can give you backstage passes. We don't know. And there may be even more by the time this thing happens. But that's on June 25th. We're almost out of tickets, so guys, I would suggest you buy your tickets early. I don't want you to come there the day of the show and for it to be sold out and you miss the greatest show ever. Keep in mind, this is the first time that the three of us have performed live since the Simply Don shows back in 1994. It's the first time the three of us are going to be
now
live.
Now I'm freaking out.
Why is that?
You mean there's going to be people there?
Yes.
Whoa.
There's only...
I am... When people, there's people, listen, I might, okay, can I do bath salts?
What does that mean exactly?
Oh, exactly.
God. There's some drug that I've been watching on the news that people have been dying from.
Oh, it's getting a bad rap, man.
Mary Jane.
I'm going to do bath salts this week.
What is it, Mary Jane?
It's not a new drug. They're just eating bath salts.
They're eating bath salts?
Hallucinating.
Thank you.
And you're going to do that the night of the show.
I'm going to try bath salts at the show.
I'm just saying this. There's only 300 seats. We have very few seats left. So please get your tickets now. Don't miss this show that the rest of your life you will talk about. People will be talking about this around the water cooler Monday morning. Actually, Tuesday morning, because this is a Monday night show. But then, the one thing I forgot to tell you about the show, at midnight, we are celebrating the actual day that Perry and Mr. Randall,
you know,
excuse me, Callahan.
I don't even want to. Don't
even go
it's
there.
It's disgusting. Bro. Exactly. Don't even go there.
But you know what?
Save it for
Think
the
about
show.
How
Save
funny
it
is.
Show.
It's disgusting. Okay. It's not funny. It never. It was.
I never thought it was.
Funny.
I never
but, oh,
ever
yeah, never
in my life.
Always, listen. You always use it against me. To fucking make me look like the biggest asshole on the planet.
I think where you look like the biggest asshole on the planet is when you have your 60 seconds with Perry and you blow it. Go!
Scary Perry Skateboards at www.scaryperryskateboards.com.
Hey, I gotta go pee real quick.
ScaryPerryskateboards.com. That's ScaryPerrySK, the number 8, boards.com. I have five decks or six decks. I think I have five decks. I have four in stock. Yeah, I got four different models in stock. 2 10 wides, 1 9 wide, and 1 8 wide popsicle stick. And the 2 10 wides are 2 10 wide pool boards. And they all go for $62.50 online. Plus you have a an $18 shipping charge, and t-shirts are also for sale for $19.99.
Stop! And that was 60 seconds with Perry. What's the matter?
I am not feeling good.
You know what would make you feel a lot better?
Is if I left.
No. How about some of the finest Thai cuisine that money can buy? That's right. I'm talking about What the Huck. For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. What's that number, Perry?
323-654.
654 what? 654
hey,
what?
Go fuck yourself.
654 what?
I don't feel good yet.
Do the fuck. Stop drawing pens! Come on, do the number.
323-654-7952.
What about for the people that speak Espanol?
323-654-7952.
That's What the Huck.
I would like to clarify something from earlier.
What's that?
The high donator will be doing bath salts with the B3.
We're not going to be doing bath salts. But I did forget to give an address. If you want tickets and you haven't gotten them yet, that's tickets, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. One thing that's going to be really fun about the show on the 25th, our friend, American Hero, Tim Perpetic's going to be
there. He's no fucking hero. He's a fucking dork.
He's become one of the biggest skateboard enthusiasts
in the country.
He's not
an enthusiast. He's a fucking loser. He doesn't even skateboard.
He's an American
hero. He's not an American hero. He doesn't skateboard.
But how do you figure that?
What do you mean, how do I figure it? I've never seen him on a fucking skateboard.
He's the best.
Yeah, he's never
seen... He's the best.
You know what?
He's the best. I never saw
Perry,
a picture of him online.
He could say the same about you. He's never seen you on a skateboard.
Well, excuse me,
but he doesn't go on one of the most popular podcasts in America today.
I'm a fucking idiot. And
the idiot.
On the internet.
Okay, anyway, ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and... your hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. Yeah, that's ASM faggot. Plumbing and Porn,
440-731-9338. 440-931-9338. ASM Fontanero y Pornografía.
But don't take our word for it. Why not listen to the words and to the wisdom of an American hero, good friend of the show, and skateboard enthusiast, terrifying Tim Perpetic.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM! Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you.
He's a piece of shit. He's a punk. I want to see him on a fucking skateboard.
He wants to see you on a skateboard.
And I'm on a skateboard. All the time.
That seems wise.
I look on the big clock on the wall, and it's seeming as if we're getting pretty close to this show being over. But before we go, why don't we do something that everybody loves?
Going fishing.
No, we're not going fishing.
We're not going
in an airplane and throwing someone off the roof. We're not doing that. What we're going to do is we're going to do a little something that the critics and the fans both love. It's time once again for a little mole play.
Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, let's play mole play.
Now, if you've never heard this show before and you know nothing about what Mole Play is, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show. Oh, I don't even know. Are we supposed to say something about...
You got
to
talk about what we do in Mole Play.
No, but about the kid.
It's an improv game where I set the scene and tell the characters and then I direct everybody.
You direct it. Right. I understand that. I normally say that.
What about
why
the
are
kids?
We whispering, though?
I don't
what
know
what. What about
why.
The kids?
What about the fucking kids?
The kid.
What about
that
the kids?
She killed.
I didn't kill anyone. You killed the kid.
Kids.
You killed Nathaniel.
Killed the kid.
You killed kids.
I didn't kill kids, okay?
You
Skip
fucking
master,
had those
you know
little
what?
Look at him try to reflect
you
the murder.
You let fucking little bastards take that shit and start chewing on it and swallowing it and you fucking murdered kids.
By the way, did the police ever get in touch with you about Eric?
Swanson?
The guy that you murdered.
I didn't murder anybody, Jagoff.
Okay, well, that's
The guy that I murdered.
Did the police ever get in touch with you?
Cops never called or came by or anything. I didn't murder Eric. Eric died of a heart attack.
Yeah, that's we've talked about that.
Okay, Scaremaster. I'm going to need a little bit of energy out of you for
this, okay? Very little energy.
Okay, so what you have I need for this mole play, because we are going to do a mole play what the courts were not able to do, which was determine just what happened when your brother, Brian LeBrant, forged your mother's signature, or was your mother actually giving everything to Brian LeBrant because he was her favorite? She was crazy about it. Let's find out.
All right. Is it LeBrant or Liberace? I thought he changed his name again.
Your brother, Brian Liberace.
Or LeBrant.
We're going to find out if Brian Liberace was really your mom's favorite or if he forged the check. Scaremaster, you play Brian Liberace. Dan, you play Scaremaster's mom. And now you find out if Brian Liberace is your favorite or if he forged the check. Mole play! You're wheeling her in. You're wheeling her in from the hospital.
Oh, Brian. I've always loved you the most. You know that, don't you? Yeah. Brian! So give me your bank account, Scott. All right, I'll do anything. But there's one thing I'd like you to give to me. You know, I'm an old lady, and I've been very lonely as of late. Very lonely. Do you know what I mean, Brian?
He looks at her.
The fuck are you talking about? I'm a woman with needs, Brian. You're my mother, you fuck. I know that, but I've always liked you the best. I've thought about
Brian is disgusted, but also flattered.
You know I've thought about you numerous times. It's more than just a son. You're a fucking homosexual cocksucker. I gotta get out of
here. That's your mother you're talking to, dude.
I'm not homosexual.
Fucking fat. Sit down, Perry. We gotta finish mole play. We're not even doing mole play. We are in the middle of mole play.
You're
a faggot.
I'm not a faggot.
You're a fucking faggot.
How am I a faggot?
What kind of thing is that for Liberace to say?
Every fucking week it's the same faggot routine.
It's not a faggot routine. I'm your mother. You're my son.
A fucking homo.
I'm your mother.
Homo.
Now come here, Brian. Eat my pussy.
Brian thinks about it. He's very uncomfortable with this. First, he wants to see the will.
I will sign everything off to you, Brian.
Brian. Scaremaster, show how devious Brian is.
I am sick of all this shit. Sick of it.
Says Brian.
Well, I'll make you happy.
She rubs his back like she did when he was a little baby. He was a little baby, she calms him down. She knows just how to calm down her little boy.
Does that feel good, Brian?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make
She holds him.
Bad.
She holds him and cuddles him.
Come here.
Just caress him to calm him down and suckles him to her bosom.
I don't love all three of my children. I love you, Brian. You're the only one that I love.
She tells him what she thinks of. She tells him what she thinks about
you. I don't love Perry. Kenny and Perry's a pain in my ass.
They kiss.
Go fuck yourself, you fucking faggot.
And that's mole play.
Mole play, let's play mole play.
Perry, we're almost done with this.
We gotta close the show.
Stop it right fucking now, you dumb fuck. Stop it.
Are you screwing with Dan right
now? Are you screwing with me? Is that what you're doing? Are you fucking with me right now?
Dan. He got you, Dan.
You son of a bitch. He does this all the time. Well, listen, I see the big clock on the wall. Perry has to use the restroom. We've got a lot of stuff to do. We are 10 days away. Depending upon when you listen to this show, but on June 25th, don't forget, tickets are going quickly. I would suggest you get those tickets for the Big Three Podcast Holiday Show, June 25th at the World Famous Comedy Store, 10 p.m. Doors open at 9:30. Get in touch with me if you don't completely understand for those VIP sponsorship tickets. I should also mention, if you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, on Twitter, I'm at SimplyDon1. Perry, what's your Twitter account?
ScaryPerry818.
And Mole, you don't have a Twitter account.
No, but I'm on Draw Something as Mole Something.
I'd also like to push our Facebook page. I'm at Don Barris, and Perry's at Perry F. Caravello, and that's K-A-R-V-E.
C-A-R is in car, A V is in Victor, E-double-L-O.
What are we going to say, Mole?
I'm on Draw Something as Mole Something, and I'd like to tell William N. Great drawing of Mole in Big Three. Sweet drawing.
That's pretty sweet. Well, anyway, put it there, guys. Here we go. Big